Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystons. See or hear you soon. Hello and welcome back to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me, as always, is Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Jason. As always, looking forward to working with you and sharing with our listeners on excellent developments in business from Corbar.
Absolutely. And of course, dear listener, you can get in contact with Corbar Business Solutions by calling 428-9611 or
420-5717.
One of the ways we can make our businesses better, Cornelius, I understand, is paying attention to the numbers.
Not watching the numbers is like a pilot flying a plane without instruments. You will hit a mountain and all you will know is you will arrive in heaven. Well, not hell yet, hopefully.
Yeah.
Watching the numbers is very important. And when I talk about numbers, I'm talking about not just the dollars that you're putting in the bank, but I'm talking about understanding the accounting for your business. I would recommend now, and I'm going to say this very slowly, and very intentionally, I would advise every business person to get an accountant. I can tell you that back in the early days, when I was in my early 20s and new in business, I was able to get out of a business in time without losing pants, shirt, and shoes. You know, I might have lost some socks, but I came out with pants, shirt, and shoes because the accountant told me how my business was doing. When you look at your income statement every month, you can see whether your business is coming or whether it's going. And when you lose shoes, you can make an informed decision as to when to come out or what you need to adjust. It's not only about coming out, it's about understanding about the health of your business. A business is a very serious thing, and the accounting element of the business is what tells you what the health looks like. I call it the thermometer of the business.
Absolutely.
And I'm amazed that there's so many people out there running their businesses rear. They're living off the business. They don't even pay themselves. They put in money in the bank and they have no idea whether they're profiting, whether they're losing. Then a lot of times they go and borrow money from institutions they can't pay back. It's just a mass of confusion. They're not watching the numbers. And I'm saying it passionately because I want to see business people, small, medium, and large. I want to see everybody do well, but you have to watch the numbers.
You know the excuse that you're going to hear, Cornelius, and I want you to address that with about 30 seconds. Man, I can't afford an accountant.
Stop a minute, Jason. You can't afford not to have an accountant.
Say it again, sir.
You cannot afford not to have an accountant.
Correct.
Because let me tell you, when you look at the amount of money that you will lose by not monitoring those numbers, you'll be sorry that you didn't take the little small percentage and pay the accountant any month come. It's very, very critical. And it's amazing how, I wouldn't want to be insulting to anyone, but it's kind of narrow-minded that you have a business where you have thousands tied up and an accountant may charge you a couple hundred dollars a month, but you would rather not monitor the numbers for those thousands, watching a few hundred and losing it all. It does not make sense to me. It is crazy. Anyhow.
Yeah, you're paying attention to the pennies and losing the pounds, so to speak.
That's right.
At Corbar Business Solutions, always want to make sure that you let the people know that accounting services is one of the things that you offer. In addition to business coaching, networking, ITC solutions and services, software scripts and programming, surveillance systems, and of course, we discuss business equipment rentals, service and repairs. And then you do physical products, of course, like POS systems, time and attendance systems, cash management equipment, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, scales, rubber stamps, human resource and payroll software, stationary, ticketing for queuing, the hardware, the scanners, the printers, the receipt printers, the terminals for both Android and Windows, labeling machines, laminators, adding machines, impulse sealers, pricing guns and UPSs and paper shredders, and the spiral binding machines. I feel passionate about those bits. And even the toners, my goodness, the toners that give so many headaches. Corbar Business Solutions provides for you, as well as cash drawers and so on and so forth. Be sure to give them a call today, 428-9611, 420-5717. If you have headaches, they're there to resolve them for you with your business. Talking about headaches, Cornelius, how can we as business people take the headache out of HR and payroll?
To put it bluntly, Jason, by embracing and utilizing the benefits of technology. And again, I'm very proud to say that Corbar Business Solutions, we are launching our grown local written HR software. And our HR software, it has modules. So, for example, you can get just the payroll module. You can get the HR module. You can get the time and attendance module. all comes with a biometric terminal. So in other words, you don't have the old punch card or the book anymore to worry about people cheating and helping each other out, as it were.
Body punching,
yeah, you can get rid of that. So taking the headache out of HR has to do with embracing technology. If you don't embrace technology and you believe in the old manual paper system where you're leafing back book or through documents back and forth, and you don't have a way of searching a database to be able to get profiles on your employees, to be able to see time and attendance, to be able to export a file or to have a file for the attendance going to payroll to pay for the hours that they work. If you don't embrace technology for these things, payroll and HR generally will be a headache. So we've been taking the headache out of it for years, but over the years, we've been offering software from over and away. I am exceptionally proud to say that we now have locally grown software, which means that this software, because it's local, is going to be programmed or going to be personalized exactly for you. So you now have the benefit of having a software that is going to address all of your pain points and be able to produce pay slips and you name it. And of course, we know what the statutory rates are in Barbados, so you don't have to worry about having a piece of a software that has the American situation configured. You now have software that is configured for Barbados and the Caribbean, because this software will be pushing not only across Barbados, but across the entire Caribbean.
We have experts here. We have brain power here. We have locally tailored solutions that are meant for your business here in Barbados and throughout the region as well. So well done, Corbar. Well done to your team regarding the HR and payroll. To resolve the headaches of all the payroll clerks, all the HR managers, and all the management teams of these businesses throughout the island. So wonderfully done.
And thank you.
Let's also talk today about your cash management solutions and the types and varieties of rubber stamps. Because again, rubber stamps is a speciality of Corbar Business Solutions. So let's talk cash management and then the types and varieties of rubber stamps.
Cash management is probably the bloodline. Cash is the bloodline of a business.
Yes.
And cash management, therefore, means that you're managing the life and the soul of the business. We offer coin and bill counters, which allows you to count your cash quickly, allowing your counting room staff or your cash room staff to go home quicker. Think of cutting the time it takes to count by 100, so that if a person, you had people in your counting room, you know, the bigger companies, you have people in your counting room that are taking 3 and 4 hours counting cash, they can now take 10 or 15 minutes because you have machines that count 1200 bills a minute. You have 2000 coins per minute being counted. So you could understand the kind of efficiency that we're talking about in terms of cash management. Apart from that, I also want to say that, you know, actually storing physical cash, it can become an issue. You don't want the necessary to use the cash pan where all of your denominations are mixed up. You might want to have us come and install, or you might want to do it yourself, a cash drawer or cash drawer insert. One of the things we've promoted over the years is having your cash properly laid out in a cash drawer. I know people are accustomed to the cash tin. What I don't like about the cash tin is that you have all of the denominations mixed up. And if you're making change out of the cash tin, make a mistake. Depending on how good your eyes are, you may mix up a 10 for 50. But if you have a cash drawer or cash drawer insert, you have all of the denominations separated. So the likelihood of making a mistake is a lot less. No. Because usually you go from small to large or large to small.
Right,
so
right,
you would know a 10 and a 50 is in two different compartments. But we also made up a system where we have these on the counter brackets that we can install on your cash drawers.
Okay.
So in other words, if you have a business, let's say you don't even have a point of sale system, but you're just receiving cash for whatever reason, and you want your cash in a safe environment, in a cash drawer, we have the cash drawer brackets. We send installers out to install it onto your counter, and you're good to go. And your cash is locked away safely in a nice metal cash drawer.
Imagine the lifeblood of the business.
That's right. How could I forget our counterfeit money detectors?
Of course.
We also have counterfeit money detectors. Not much need to be said about that. People know forever that Corbar has been doing counterfeit detectors forever. Our counterfeit detectors are very comprehensive. They will help you to discern the ultraviolet print on any currency. It also has a watermark light. So there you go. Not much more need to be said on that, but we have them. We always have them in stock. So come to our office or give us a call and we'll be happy to supply you.
I guess I could just say that instead of the fluorescent bulbs, you don't have LED, correct?
That's right. Oh, you're remembering. You're a good student, Jason.
I trace it. So yeah, so then we're talking about the rubber stamps. Let's talk a bit about the varieties of rubber stamps.
Yes. Lots of people are accustomed to rubber stamps, use rubber stamps for name and address, telephone number. But we also have the rubber stamps that we formulate company seals on. So you know the company seal, the two circles with the name of your business in it, right? You can also use rubber stamps for some other methods as well. So for example, if you're a teacher, you may want to compliment a child and say, great job done. You may want a stamp made that you can just stamp it on a child's book, you know, great yeah. job done. And you can use rubber stamps also if you have children that are involved in activities like football and tennis and athletics and swimming and you name it. And they get their clothing mixed up at a student. Oh, yeah. So you can just get a rubber stamp with Jason Bell, even your telephone number in case somebody finds it, your telephone number on it. And you can stamp the inner part. You don't want to stamp the outside. You stamp the inner part of the collar of the child's clothing with a rubber stamp from Carbar. I just want you to open your minds
yeah.
about the possibilities and the different ways you can use rubber stamp. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Only limited by imagination, to be honest.
Ah, I love how you put that. You're quite right, Jason.
Yeah. I have a way of words.
Yeah, evidently. So
let's spend a couple minutes more then talking about three other categories of what Carbar Business Solutions does for their clients. Stationery, adding machines, and of course, the beloved delivery service. So tell us a little bit about the stationery.
Well, stationery is something that we've been doing for years, but we're going to be putting a lot more emphasis on stationery now because we are going to make it easy for you by allowing you to utilize our delivery service. Of course, if you order more than $500, you get it for free, but we deliver everywhere in Barbados every day for just $10. Now, our stationery business, we do things like printing paper, we do file folders, we do stapling machines. And I want to make a statement. I want to just section out or extract two items that I want to talk about in particular in terms of our stationery. We have a stapling machine. I call it a nuclear stapling machine. When you look at it, it looks really small. It fits in your hand very well. But when you try to staple a document that, let's say, has 50 sheets, you know, one of the things that people are suffering from in offices is this thing called carpal tunnel syndrome.
Of course, yeah.
And you have to make sure that when you're using your hands, that your hands aren't put under too much pressure. I find with the regular old-fashioned staplers, if you're stapling a lot of pages, you have to put a lot of force and a lot of effort, very often damaging the carpals in your hand, you know, those ligaments in your hand.
Yeah, all these finger ligaments here, yeah.
That's right. Check us out. We have some samples in the office that you can come and try. We have this machine called the Velmo Max. This is radio, not TV, so I can't even show you it. But I would want to encourage you to call our office or come to our office and get a demo. We use them in the office.
Yeah. And a word on the adding machines, please.
Right. We have a variety of adding machines for persons who want the printing adding machines for accounting or like if you're doing your payroll and whatever else, and you want to have the evidence of what you're putting in on a paper roll. We sell those machines. They are medium duty. They are heavy duty. They are light duty. We have all of them. We have a popular brand. We do Casio. We also yes. do some Sharp as well.
Yeah.
So whatever your preference, we have adding machines to suit your need in your particular situation.
You're taking me back to some good old days of being an assistant accountant, you know? So I'm familiar with the adding machines. I'm happy that Carbar Business Solutions still brings them to bear for the business. Now,
yep.
let's take a moment as we end today's episode about how we can manage our personal life. Because at the end of the day, we work to live, as I like to say. We don't necessarily live to work. You know, there are some people who are very passionate about their business, but they often take time because they have to for their personal life. How can we manage our personal lives in the opinion of Cornelius?
Well, first of all, before we talk about managing our personal life, I want us to have a vision of what we would want our life to look like. Personally, you know, I see a lot of people working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Trying to earn all this money. I don't know if it is the fear of poverty because some people have already arrived. They're comfortable, but yet they haven't realized that it's almost like running a race, Jason, 100 meters, you're at the end. Yeah. And you're running another 200, 300, 400, you're going into 1500, 2000, 5000, and you're still running.
Yeah.
You've already arrived at 100 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Really, my heart goes out to those persons who are somehow stuck in a trance of not allowing their personal lives to work, work, money, 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 business, business, business. And they miss out on the opportunity of family. They miss out on the opportunity of their children growing up.
Yeah.
Money is important, Jason, don't get me wrong. And working hard, I believe in working hard.
Yeah.
But working smart.
There it is.
Personally, for years, even when my children were growing up, I would work hard 5 days a week. When my children were very, very young, I would work till 3 o'clock. I would go and pick them up. I know everybody, sorry. I don't want to marginalize anyone. Everybody don't have that luxury. I'm a business owner. But even for persons who are not business owners, you work 5 days a week. You can decide to work 5 days a week and you can decide to have weekends for yourself. Or if you work weekends and you have a day off during the week, and make it worth it. Whether it is going on a picnic with your family, whether it is finding some time to take part in a pastime, go and play some tennis or go to the gym, getting some really, really good habits. So you have to manage your life.
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach. And one of the things that I did early in life, early in business, is I developed some good habits. So for example, I must work out 3 days a week.
Mm.
If I start working out for 3 days a week and I let a couple of weeks pass, my body started to feel it. I started to get sluggish. These are all good habits. Healthy body, healthy minds. They all go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You cannot have a healthy mind if your body is not healthy. And you're not as productive if you're not healthy. So investing in managing your time in terms of taking care of your health, getting enough sleep, drinking lots of water, you name it. These are all ways that you manage yourself as a person.
Yeah. And as you manage your personal life, the results must tell in your business.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely. Definitely.
Absolutely. You've been listening.
Funny thing to go to church.
There we go.
I forgot to mention that. Funny thing to go to church on Sundays.
Of course.
That is where you get your service, your mental service.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, indeed. Tend to your body, your soul, and your spirit as well.
That's right. You got it.
You've been listening to Down to Business with Power Bar Business Solutions. I'm Jason Bell, and the voice you just heard was that of Cornelius Bartlett. Cornelius, it's a pleasure as always. See you next time.
Thank you, and God bless you and everybody.
Core Bar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Core Bar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Core Bar Biz, or CoreBarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters. See or hear you soon.